This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Uber caught a big break earlier this week. The City of London, England, gave the company a short-term operating license contingent on good corporate behavior, basically. It resolves, for now, the fight between Uber and London's black cabs. In New York City, meanwhile, uneasy still lies the relationship between Uber and Lyft and yellow cabs. We've done some reporting on that. Cab owners, medallion owners they're called, for the metal badges literally riveted onto a cab's hood physically, they are not happy, suffice it to say. We saw a tweet storm the other day that lays out the economics of this thing pretty well. Barry Ritholtz is a columnist at Bloomberg. He runs Ritholtz Wealth Management as well, and he tweets at Ritholtz. So here it is. Tweet number one.
This is an Uber, Taxi and Limousine Commission, or TLC as they're known, medallion owner tweet storm.
Tweet two.
In 2016 in Manhattan's core, Uber picked up 3.8 million new riders, while yellow taxis lost 3.8 million rides.
Tweet number three.
For those of you who are not New Yorkers, here's a little bit of history. The Taxi and Limousine Commission was created in 1971.
Tweet four.
What followed was a rich epic of corruption and failure. Inspectors from the TLC demanded bribes. They engaged in shakedowns and extortion.
Tweet five.
The fleet owners were no better. They rigged taxi meters. They scabbed their own drivers. But when they were not busy with these illegalities, they were working hand in glove with the TLC to restrict the number of medallions. How few medallions were there in New York City? A stunningly low amount.
Tweet six.
The medallion count in New York City has been restricted ever since the 1930s, when there were only 16,900 licenses issued to cabs.
Tweet number seven.
Astonishingly, today, there are even fewer. There are only 13,587 medallions.
Huh. Tweet number eight.
Just stop for a moment and consider that. The number of vehicles where you can just walk to the street and wave your arm is less today than it was 80 years ago, when the population was more than a million fewer people in New York City.
Wow. Tweet number nine.
So the TLC and the medallion owners created an artificial monopoly. They are the ones who created the market opportunity for firms like Uber and Lyft. Monopolies lead to terrible economic behaviors. Hold aside the meter tampering for a moment and consider the legal levels of terrible service in New York City today for taxis.
Tweet 10.
Drivers change shifts at 5 or 6 o'clock, abandoning the city in the midst of rush hour. They flee to the outer boroughs or the west side or even New Jersey for driver changes.
Tweet 11.
Heaven forbid a single drop of rain falls in New York and it's impossible to find a cab. And the cars themselves are frequently in terrible shape.
Tweet number 12.
Enter ride-hailing apps like Uber and Lyft.
13.
Last year was the first time more people were using Uber in New York than the city's fabled yellow cabs.
Tweet 14.
The Daily, the New York Times podcast, had this really fascinating conversation with a yellow cab driver who had purchased a medallion. He described how hard being a driver had become. It's not just the big fleets that own all the medallions. Many drivers had bought their own, and now they are hurting.
Tweet number 15.
These drivers are now deeply indebted, having purchased medallions with loans at the top of the market. Since they made these buys, the medallions have plummeted in price. In 2010, they went for a little over $600,000. They escalated each year, peaking in June 2013 at $1.3 million. Then the slide began, and by June 2017, they were under $250,000.
Wow. Tweet 16.
There are lots of bad players involved in this. The Taxi and Limousine Commission, medallion owners, and of course, Uber's bad behavior is legendary. The car drivers, both for Uber and the yellow cabs, they've become collateral damage in this battle.
Tweet number 17.
But the fundamental underlying issue has been the TLC thwarting market forces. by constraining the supply of cars and limiting competition.
Tweet number 18.
Technology has stepped into this void. The transition periods when technology comes along are always painful.
Barry Ritholtz, you can find him on Twitter at Ritholtz. You can get me at Kai Rizdahl. The shop is at Marketplace. I think we're onto something, by the way, with audio Twitter threads on economics. We did one a while back on how Jay Powell wound up at the Fed, which you might want to listen to. If you see a good one you think we ought to know about, send it on by.